Socialist House candidate Malik Kyros, "Freedom to Abort Unborn Babies Equals Economic Freedom." By Hannah Knudsen on June 23, 2026. The freedom to stop the heartbeat of an unborn child equals economic freedom. Malik Kyros, a socialist congressional candidate in Colorado, suggests in her campaign platform, ironically nailing precisely what critics have said modern-day feminism now stands for. Kyros is a Senator Bernie Sanders-endorsed socialist candidate challenging incumbent Democrat Rep. Diana Degette in Colorado's 1st Congressional District. The Democrat Socialists of America and Justice Democrats also support her. And while some see her as a fringe candidate, a recent Data for Progress poll found Kyros leading Degette 41% to 36% in the primary race. Her platform is filled with leftist drivel and pet projects, including universal childcare, Medicare for all, and abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. However, she makes sure to stand very firmly in favor of the murder of unborn babies, as radical leftist Democrats typically do. She puts her support of abortion under the guise of buzzwords and catchphrases such as reproductive justice and bodily autonomy. Reproductive rights are fundamental human rights, and they have been under sustained attack for decades. Her campaign platform states, asserting that bans on the gory procedure result in doctors afraid to practice medicine and politicians making decisions that belong to patients and their families. It's not enough to talk about protecting reproductive freedom, her platform reads. Rather, Kyros said it is crucial to guarantee the ability to murder one's unborn children. We must guarantee it, she continues, calling to codify the right to abortion in federal law. Further, she said that the guaranteed right to murder one's unborn child is not enough. Reproductive care must also include access to gender-affirming services, leftists speak for genital mutilation surgery, hormone therapy, and puberty blockers used to affirm the delusions of those suffering with gender dysmorphia. We must protect access to the full spectrum of reproductive care, contraception, maternal health, fertility treatment, and gender-affirming services. This includes addressing the maternal mortality crisis that disproportionately kills Black women in this country as an urgent public health priority. Her campaign platform states, making no mention of the shocking disparity of Black deaths through abortion, protecting the right to travel across state lines for care, and repealing the Comstock Act provisions that anti-abortion extremists are trying to use to ban medication abortion nationwide, must be a priority, her campaign platform continues. As she then asserts that a woman's ability to murder her offspring in utero equals economic freedom. Reproductive freedom is also economic freedom. It's time we make reproductive freedom a constitutional right. No one should have their body, their future, or their freedom controlled by politicians. The platform continues, calling to make abortion a constitutional right. The Democrat socialist is particularly proud of her position, sharing a video on social media using a voiceover sound effect that says at one point, "I love abortion." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Malik Kyros, at Malik Carrasco. Her radical position, however, may be welcomed by a majority of Democrats, as just over half believe there should be no restrictions on abortion, per a recent survey from The Economist/YouGov. As Breitbart News reported, the Gen Z socialist is also campaigning on a trans bill of rights, which she believes must include access to gender-affirming care for all ages, including children.